Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Again for another episode, yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed, and I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again, yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near, and I thank you all, yes, I do, for listening, for the Most High has told me, yes, directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak what others would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promised times of refreshing are upon us, the time to rediscover the ancient truths, the time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten, my truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things, precious truths, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light, when all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed, when indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to light, must be revealed, let it be, my brothers and sisters. And all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah!
Yes, well, my brothers and sisters, Shabbat Shalom. Yes, I thank the Most High. Yes, I do. That we're back again. Yes, indeed, that we're back again for another episode. Another very, very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Edemiah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Indeed, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity. Yes, this very, very precious opportunity. Be back with you here again to speak these very precious words. Yes, these very, very precious words. The men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, yes, indeed, if they could, to destroy. But my brothers and sisters, how many of us understand that all that is necessary for man to beguile himself is simply to be without the greater guidance of the Most High? All that is necessary for man to beguile himself is that he not seek from the Most High the greater essence of divine truth. And man not seek, my brothers and sisters, discerning that indeed, without question, all the Most High says, yes, all his words are very deep. And the Psalms tell us that the brutish man is one who will not discern this. Well, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that for everything the Most High says, has tremendous, very powerful implications. Powerful implications, my brothers and sisters, that are not so easily discerned, certainly not after the flesh. I even go as far as to tell you the greatest truths are contained in the scriptures. The flesh, my brothers and sisters, lacks the power, the consideration, the depth of insight with which to understand oftentimes the implications thereof. And quite frankly, so often carnal mind does not seek the height, depth, and breadth of what is written in the Holy Word. Because so often, my brothers and sisters, men choose not to discern what entirely is required of them that men might serve the One Most High. And where such negligence, laziness, if you want to call it that, and that's exactly what in so many ways it is, where so much laziness or lack of diligence exists, my brothers and sisters, so often very precious truths, I said so very often, of some very precious and powerful truths lost, forgotten from the minds. But I tell you, my brothers and sisters, the salvation of man rests in exactly what the scriptures tell us is the utmost command of all, that we worship Yah and Yah alone. Most High said that He is one. My brothers and sisters, it means we all must worship Him as one. We all must prove we are capable of reasoning together with one understanding. Most High is one, and the scripture says we must love Him. And the word for love also relates that we must seek Him with all our minds, all our hearts, all our souls, all our might. And if we collectively as a people would seek the Most High, my brothers and sisters, as we must, that we collectively reason together in the will of the Most High, cooperative together in the will of the Most High, believing as one in the will of the Most High, if we would seek the Most High for that fullness, that purity and completion that offers one choice, then and then alone, my brothers and sisters, shall the Most High look upon this earth and see a people true unto His name as His inheritance, with which He can indeed, hear my brothers and sisters, which He indeed in that day, the day that He has foretold, be pleased. We live in a world today, my brothers and sisters, many have not discerned the meaning of the scriptures that tell us what is written, for instance, at, how about Micah, Matthew, many want to call it. How about the scriptures that are there at Micah 12:36. Messiah said these words to His people. In fact, He said it to all who believe. He said, "But I say unto you that every idle word," all we need to understand what that means, "that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof." He said they shall give account thereof in the judgment. Have we, my brothers and sisters, given consideration concerning the meaning of this passage? Or have so many of us just simply been satisfied where they are in conscience, not seeking entirely what pleases the One Most High, but seeking so often, my brothers and sisters, to appease first themselves? Have men forgotten, my brothers and sisters, who it is that is to be pleased? Whose will, my brothers and sisters, the man must discern, that he turn away from the shades of darkness, lies, iniquity? The man, my brothers and sisters, discern how to repent? The man discerns, my brothers and sisters, how to become collectively, how we can discern collectively how to become that people that reason together as one with Yah. That indeed the Most High sees the people in the earth, that we give honor to His name. I want you to think about something, my brothers and sisters. It is not possible. I repeat. It is not possible after the one Holy Spirit that you see all these multitude of differing beliefs, opinions, camps that are present in the world today. It's not after the Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters, that the world is divided with after much misopinion. The Holy Spirit is without question the will of one. Most High does not by His Spirit divide His people. The Most High by His Spirit seeks to regather and restore His people, that we all might be one according to the truth of his will. And my brothers and sisters, only that peace and that understanding is what the Most High can be pleased with, that he might look upon this world and see a people worthy again, worthy of his name. So we must understand what this scripture means. In Matthew 12:36, but I say to you that every idle word that men shall speak, they should give account thereof in the judgment. For by your words, and the word there for thought, so many word there, my brother says the thought also relates what is the thoughts of a man's mind. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Meaning that a man will be found either just and righteous before the Most High, ultimately by what he says and what he does, or what he says and compels men to do. And my brothers and sisters, many, or some might be justified or proven that they love the discipline of the Most High by their words, proven that they have genuinely sought his will from him. Now many, my brothers and sisters, will fall short, proving that in their negligence, that their desire was not unto the fullness of all the Most High himself requires. In fact, there are those who prefer to believe that the grace of Yah, the gift of Yah, somehow allows men to somehow be delivered, even that a people might be delivered, pure after the will of one, every man seeking according to his own careless, idle, vain, short-sighted thinking. My brothers and sisters, nothing is farther from the truth. When this scripture says, but I say to you that every idle word that men speak, they should give account thereof in the judgment. For by thy word thou shalt be justified, and by thy word shalt thou be condemned. What it means, my brothers and sisters, is this. Since all are held accountable after the gift the Most High would grant of his Spirit, to seek all things, to seek the remembrance, my brothers and sisters, of all that the Most High has spoken. Also, my brothers and sisters, therefore, required to rediscover and teach all things. No lie in it. All the Most High requires, no lie in it. Even my brothers and sisters, to discern what is to come in the future, that all be gravitated after one mind. Messiah said, go forth and teach all nations. My brothers and sisters, he told his apostles to go forth and teach all nations, but certainly that meant also that the nations must hear and receive to obey that word. He said, go forth and convert all nations according to everything he declared. Do you think the nations could be converted, my brothers and sisters, according to a multitude of partial standards after their own ideals? You said all power from on high has been given unto me. What Messiah was saying is that he shall be the one who judges every living soul. He shall discern. Who seeks to genuinely please the Most High and who does not. The apostle Kepha, they called Peter, talked about being very, very diligent. And said it over and over again about 10 or 11 times in those first verses, the first chapter of 2 Peter. Told men that they must be extremely diligent in their pursuit of the truth. They make their election, their opportunity unto understanding. Sure. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, what I'm saying to you again, I repeat. Matthew 12:36 says, but I say to you that every idle word, careless, vain, short-sighted. I would even go as far as to say for man functioning after a lack of diligence, every incompetent, deceptive word, short-sighted perception that a man speaks or believes, he should give account for it in the judgment, meaning that it is the obligation of every living soul to discern fully all that the Most High requires of all his people, that we may agree as one. Either we seek that fullness, my brothers and sisters, or we do not preach, teach, or for that matter, oftentimes not even comprehend the word of peace. It's time, my brothers and sisters, to realize, as I've said so many times, the very word for peace in the scriptures is a word that means that all must seek what is the pure, perfect will of Yah. It offers but one choice. This very time which we are now in, the Shabbat, is a time, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has consecrated that men might seek the complete will of Yah, that we all might agree. And we have not kept the Shabbat. If in it, my brothers and sisters, men find themselves, presume themselves wise, seeking only what seems wise after their various nations, denominations, politicizations, and pseudo-righteous, my brothers and sisters, I said pseudo-righteous negligences, fallen allegiances. Scripture said, beware, lest any man beguile you after the principles of the world and not after the Most High, not after the Messiah. What does this mean? But since Messiah was given authority over all the nations, that those who seek to constrain his word after the varying ideals of the kings of the earth have entirely insulted the gift that offers the hope of salvation. Think about it. Man must be delivered from all these variant contradictions that seem wise in this world. You said your righteous must see that of your leaders. It means all the contradictions and misopinions and misadministrations of your leaders and their massive contradictions, since they cannot bring forth peace, must all be exceeded. And I dare say to you, my brothers and sisters, since the Messiah himself comes with the consecrating seal and confirmation of the Most High, that for all that men presume themselves to know, if men are not prepared, my brothers and sisters, to humble themselves before his exceeding testimony, they still fall short. One will judge all mankind, my brothers and sisters, according to the fullness of all. It has always been the divine requirement of the One Most High from the very beginning. So what does it mean when it says every idle word? Well, I would tell you, my brothers and sisters, some texts translate that word every careless word. What do you think means by careless word here? I would tell you, my brothers and sisters, we should be very careful of what we speak, careful with regard to the example that we portray. So many of my brothers and sisters, because they have seen no righteous example, presume wickedness to be wise, presume lawlessness to be wise. Oftentimes, our brothers and sisters live their entire life never having discerned what indeed before the Most High is repentance. There's a reason why Messiah said to his father upon the stake, he said, "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do." But few have understood the true meaning of those verses. But not to discern, my brothers and sisters, genuinely the difference between good and evil, what is complete before the Most High and what is a fallen state, it's a curse. In fact, my brothers and sisters, to lack that knowledge is in so many ways to function as one forsaken. For all that is required for man to presume himself wise and still function as a devil is that he be left without the discipline of the Most High. I repeat, all that is required for man to function as a devil, believing that he is wise, is for him to be left without the discipline of the Most High. Scriptures tell us concerning Messiah, those who believe in him, he gave them power to become sons of Yah. Scripture calls him the only begotten Son. Whoever believes in him shall not perish. My brothers and sisters, that's saying that this one, in the time that he appears, is the one who comes to restore the knowledge of the covenant at a time, even according to Psalm 14, Psalm 53, when it speaks of these latter days. None righteous, no, not one. All have sinned, fallen short of the glory. None discerning how much more they needed to seek Yah. You'll find all this in Psalms 14 and Psalm 53. Isaiah 59:8 says, when Messiah appears, the whole world is falling away from knowing the way of peace. Our brothers and sisters, the way of peace is the pure, perfect word of the Most High, that men do not lie nor dissuade their brother. Well, the scripture says here, for every idle word, my brothers and sisters, for every lie, every half-baked conclusion, every misinterpretation, misadministration, unbelief that a man believes, is oftentimes, my brothers and sisters, for those who can be satisfied in their short-sightedness. So often all of these, my brothers and sisters, are obstacles against men discerning a greater dimension, a very necessary truth. So, when the scriptures say again, for every idle word that men speak, you should give account of it in the judgment, we must realize that we are all held accountable. Asking the Most High for the gift of His Spirit that teaches all things, no lie in it, to seek the fullness of the truth, my brothers and sisters, even all the truth of the world will not reveal. And whoever does not seek, my brothers and sisters, that full fruition, who has established divisions among the people, would compel men to believe that a multitude of divisions are somehow true to the essence of the pure and perfect one. All such deception, my brothers and sisters, is the works of a devil. Doctrines which divide the people rather than restore a people. So what the scriptures are saying, my brothers and sisters, you need to be very, very careful with all the false prophets or false doctrine, falling short doctrines taught among your churches, that after which men have become proud. I think it's an insane thing, quite frankly, knowing as much as I know that exists in the scriptures, that your pastors don't teach you. It is an absolutely insane thing that men believe. They're ready to agree with the Messiah. Everyone, after a multitude of partial standards, predisposing them to reject so much of the truth when he comes. I regret to say, my brothers and sisters, there are those who prefer to believe that the Most High does not speak to man, lest they come to discern just how far from the truth, how deceived they are. There are those would like to believe that what they've seen and heard in this world is sufficient, lest they discern that there's a need, my brothers and sisters, for a much higher dimension of inspiration that must come from the Most High, that you see beyond all the variant misinterpretations and misadministrations against the pure, perfect understanding of this holy word. Because think about it, 45,000 denominations using the same book is not the work of the Holy Spirit. It's not a covenant at all. It's not cooperation at all. It's not the peace of Yah. And it's not, my brothers and sisters, the result of man discerning the need to seek beyond his flesh. The scripture says, for every careless word, it's the same thing as saying a short-sighted, stagnant, stagnating, lazy, useless, worthless. How about doctrine that men speak? Just give account of it in the judgment. For every lie that a man believes, I said every lie that a man believes is an obstacle against discerning the greater dimensions of truth. And I dare say, my brothers and sisters, the world over, men have been taught certain doctrines that when the greater truth is revealed to them, they are inclined not to accept, but to reject. I said before, my brothers and sisters, so often men are inclined to believe in what this world has taught them because that's all they know. And they've even been inclined to defend the misorientations of this world, lest it be the same, my brothers and sisters, that all they know, I think they know, has been folly. He said, but I say to you, every idle, stagnating, short-sighted word, doctrine, men speak, that you give account of it in the judgment. I would have you to consider, my brothers and sisters, the scripture talks about those in the book of Revelation, that Messiah will say concerning them on their behalf, to the angels of wrath and the judgment he shall say, hurt not the earth, nor the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed, confirmed the servants of Yah upon their brows. Why? Because a great day of wrath is coming. Revelation 9:4 says, those who are without the seal of the living Yah, without confirmation, that they would walk in righteousness. The scripture says there'd be great wrath upon all those, my brothers and sisters, who do not have the name of the Father written upon their brows. In other words, what it means, great wrath would befall all those who do not have the law of the Most High written upon their hearts. I would have you to understand that the various ideals of all the nations, the variant ideals of all the nations and denominations are not in agreement. They are not the law nor the order of the one Most High. When the scripture talks about the marks of the beast, it's talking about the standards of the nations who will not seek the fullness of the truth, that men might reason together as one. Men who, after their own variant misalliances, misallegiances, short-sighted doctrine, would seek to uphold and exalt the institutions that have told them that they are flattered and told them that they are wise, rather than asking the Most High for what is necessary to be able to stand before the one judgment seat. They seek to make judges of over mankind, even mankind against mankind, after the variant short-sightedness that they think they know or presume to believe are sufficiently wise. The scriptures tell us there's only one judgment seat. I repeat, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures tell us there's only one judgment seat. When the scripture says that he will be judged both the dead and the living, that means that all who have ever lived and all who will, that one will still judge every living soul. Scriptures tell us, my brothers and sisters, that all that is, when he comes, it should be discerned that all that was written of old must be for our learning. That we all be like-minded. I'm talking about Romans 14:10 through 15:18, bringing all the nations to perfect obedience in word and deed, meaning there's one standard for all, my brothers and sisters. There won't be a judgment, a different kind of judge who stands to judge men differently according to different time slots in the course of humanity. But my brothers and sisters, what the Most High intends from the very beginning of the eventuality, the scripture says the works of Yah from the foundation of the world, meaning that the pure, perfect idea of what the Most High intends of mankind by his words was declared from the very beginning, and nothing less, my brothers and sisters, I said nothing less than that is acceptable. So we must be very, very careful not to fall victim to those who would not teach the fullness of truth, compelling men to believe that what they have is sufficient without it. Because quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, if you compel men to believe that what they have is sufficient, far short of what is divine expectation and far short of what's written in the law and the prophets, you establish divisions, my brothers and sisters, against divine vision. And after such short-sightedness, my brothers and sisters, the Most High cannot be pleased. He never gave man the right to divide mankind against himself. I can only tell you what the Most High told me. He told me I have some very important things for him that I must do. He told me that I must tell you things. Yes. He told me I must tell you things that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, deny, pervert, silence, and destroy. My brothers and sisters, since we all must comprehend together what is the height, depth, and breadth of the wisdom the Most High revealed to his saints, it certainly means that men have thought to believe that they could divide or set up divisions against the fullness of him who is eternally whole. Men, my brothers and sisters, daring to believe that they could divide what is whole, irrevocably and eternally whole, believing they still have enough of the pure essence or the initial essence at all. Such men who have believed such a thing, my brothers and sisters, such irrationality, have forgotten the very meaning of the holy name when the Most High says, I am all and everything that I am. He said you live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of Yah. He said, think not that he came to destroy or to abolish in any way any of the law and the prophets. What is intended, my brothers and sisters, is in the law of the Most High from the very beginning is an expectation of us all. Expectation, what the Most High has expected for us all. But I tell you, my brothers and sisters, there has been a tremendous amount of prophecy. I said a tremendous amount of prophecy that your leaders, desirous that they be called wise, have refrained from teaching. And my brothers and sisters, they are all guilty. Yes, all your leaders are guilty. The kind of doctrine in which I'm speaking now, and the things you'll find on my website, hiddengospel.com, all your leaders are guilty if they would not teach you these things. My brothers and sisters, on the last couple of nights, last few nights, I've talked about the scriptures that relate again and again that for the confusion of this world to come to an end, an awesome pivotal event must occur in the Western world. To expose, my brothers and sisters, all the folly of the multitude of differences that have flattered, divided, placated, confused mankind for ages, must come to an end. But since your leaders are responsible for keeping humanity divided, more concerned with, like I said so many times, their personal pulpits and thrones than the truth, they have not spoken these things to you. Scriptures speak about much that must occur here in the Western world. I said the scriptures speak about much that must occur here in the Western world, that Babylon, that confusion be no more. And the scriptures tell us in advance that your leaders would not tell you these things. For that matter, Western imperialists murdered millions over the course of the first four centuries. To silence this very precious truth, that men lacking the expectation of what must occur in these latter days might easily be beguiled to walk after those who have no intention unto the salvation and deliverance of a soul. Very wicked men, my brothers and sisters, who hide the truth from you, they preserve their own personal sense of authority, meaning they were always willing to exploit and sell you out. That they have authority over you, and you never realize them as the devil that they have been. Truth is simple, my brothers and sisters, what it is. I got a bit of scripture I'd like to point to you. And you tell me whether your leaders in your churches have taught you this. Tonight's show, maybe somewhat abbreviated compared to the length of many, but I'm just trying to relate a bit of foundation. Because my brothers and sisters, oftentimes on the shows here, I go into a tremendous amount of elaboration relating point upon point, line upon line, precept upon precept, so many things. But my brothers and sisters, oftentimes in so doing, don't get a chance to go through all the scriptures as thoroughly enough as I would like. I just tell you where they are, leave it to you to examine these things in your own time. That those who examine these things, if they would, might call up if they need anything better explained. Call me up, ask me about these things. We might get a much more reinforced. Much more highly resolute
concept of these words. Well, I've talked before that how Daniel, 8th chapter, speaks of how. Daniel 8th chapter speaks of how the Western world will come in to dominate the people of the East who already had a monotheist revolution. Daniel prophesied of all this. And the scripture says those who came in intrusively out of the West into the East will continue to corrupt and deny the pure, perfect word of the truth. Some way, my brothers and sisters, teaching a total counterfeit until Messiah himself returns. Oh, Heavenly Father, I ask that you would open the minds to realize the importance of these scriptures, knowing that nothing you say is without reason. And so often men, listening to their leaders, regretfully have seen pastors overlook these scriptures, and they figure that it wasn't important because their pastor didn't speak it. My brothers and sisters, these scriptures of which I speak so often are what is necessary that you might break free of those who hide the truth from you and compel you to believe that you are wise, or that you have found the fullness of the truth that is necessary, while still, my brothers and sisters, blinded after the cages of some misadministrative, selfishly ambitious man. Daniel 8 and 5. Daniel said, and I was considering. And he said, behold, a he-goat came from the... Prayerfully, some of you can come with me on this. Daniel 8 and 5. Daniel 8 and 5. And I was considering, behold, a he-goat came from the West. It's important that you catch that point. Came from the West on the face of the earth and touched not the ground. Although he moved so swiftly, it was as if his feet didn't even touch the ground. The goat had a notable horn between his eyes. What is that scripture saying, my brothers and sisters? I will tell you now, those scriptures having to do with the, had to do with the coming of the one called Alexander the Great. In Daniel's time, my brothers and sisters, he saw the rise of the Medo-Persian Empire, which overthrew Babylon, that the children of Israel might return home. I've said before, my brothers and sisters, I've said again. Word of Yah is line upon line, precept upon precept, and so many, because they discern so little of how the scriptures work together, and so much with the scriptures, and so little what the scriptures actually have to say, that not putting these scriptures in the context which they were initially understood, hey, the truths, the precious truths that are in them, go right by most. Well, like I said, this was Daniel's time. At the time, my brothers and sisters, speaking of the time after Israel was cast into Babylonian captivity, that there was the rise of the Medo-Persian Empire, and the king whom the Most High had said he would give all the kings of the earth to had come into power. And he was, Daniel here, was speaking at a time that the Medo-Persian Empire, like I said, had come to power. But it was being prophesied concerning what would come to pass that would depose the Medo-Persian Empire from power, that my brothers and sisters, the whole world had since been subject to the polytheist perversions of those who had no intention for men to discern the genuine way of freedom and truth unto the pure, perfect will of Yah. No polytheist system, my brothers and sisters, is true. The pure and perfect will of one. He said, I was considering, behold, a he-goat came from the West. This is a Western empire, a Western ruler, a Western general, a Western king, and touched not the ground, and the goat had a notable horn. In other words, the concept anciently of a horn related, my brothers and sisters, concerning one who had dominion and power and rulership between his eyes. And he came to the ram, which had two horns. I suppose in order to explain that, I need to go back to Daniel 8 and 3. And it says, then I lifted up mine eyes and saw, behold, there stood before the river a ram which had two horns. A ram which had two horns. They called the Medo-Persian Empire for a reason. It was the empire of the Medes and the Persians. Wow, time flies by so swiftly. And the two horns were high, but one was higher than the other. Persian Empire, my brothers and sisters, overtook the Median Empire, and the Persians had the greater power. But they allied themselves as one, my brothers and sisters, against the impressive forces that had been at once ruled in the area, in that region of the world. And my brothers and sisters, the Most High already said that he would raise up a king out of that empire in the east to deliver Israel out from the Babylon, my brothers and sisters, that they had been subject to for so many years. So I lifted up mine eyes and saw, and behold, there stood before the river a ram which had two horns. The horns were high, but one was higher than the other. And the higher came up last. Median Empire, my brothers and sisters, already existed before Persia rose up and became a great power. And they say, I saw the ram pushing westward and northward and southward. In other words, taking control of all the lands where Most High had given. The one that was called the King of the East. Yes, my brothers and sisters, this is the one called that your King James Version wants to call Cyrus the Great, the per se patriarchal father of the Medo-Persian Empire, who took over all the territories in the east in which Israel had been scattered. And I saw the ram, talking about the Medo-Persian Empire, pushing westward and northward and southward, so that no nations, they put down beast, it means nations, no people might stand before him. Neither was there any that could deliver out of his hand, but he did according to his will and became great. And Daniel says, and I was considering, if you will, he was considering what he had just seen. And behold, there came a he-goat from the west on the face of the whole earth and touched not the ground. In other words, he moves very swiftly. The goat had a notable horn between his eyes, one horn. This was actually Greece, my brothers and sisters, and the Western imperialist ruler who was called Alexander Great, one who was prophesied here. And he came to the ram who had two horns, the Medo-Persian Empire, which I had seen standing before the river, and ran into him with the fury of his power. And I saw him come close to the ram, close into the ram. He moved with choler, anger, enmity against him, and smote the ram and break his horns, his two horns. And there was no power in the ram to stand before him, but he cast him down to the ground and stamped upon him, and there was none that could deliver the ram from his hand. This is what happened, my brothers and sisters, when Greco-Roman power under Alexander the Great came into the east, and ultimately, my brothers and sisters, overtook the Medo-Persian Empire. Therefore, the he-goat, remember, that's that Western Empire imperialist power, waxed very great. Understand, he took over all the lands, my brothers and sisters, that the Medo-Persian Empire had already overtaken. And the he-goat waxed very great, and he was strong. The great horn was broken, and it came up four notable ones toward the four winds of heaven. My brothers and sisters, when Alexander died at a very young age, his kingdom was divided, my brothers and sisters, among what some of them would call the Seleucid, the Cassander, the Ptolemaic kings. There were four splinters of the Grecian Empire. And it said, out of them came forth a little horn, which waxed exceedingly great toward the south and toward the east.
And yes, my brothers and sisters, toward the pleasant, if you will, even the promised land. Ptolemy was the king, the successor to the Alexandrian throne that by and large took over the territory. Yes, my brothers took over the territory that was the land of Israel in Egypt. And it waxed very great, even to the host of heaven, and cast down some of the hosts of the stars of the ground and stamped upon them. In other words, rebuked all the righteousness of the holy kingdom. And he magnified himself even to the prince of the host. In other words, magnified himself against all the promises of Yah and all that is necessary to bring peace in the earth. And by him the daily sacrifice was taken away. There was a time, my brothers and sisters, that Greece took control. The Greeks took control of the Jewish temple. And it wasn't until the time of the Maccabees they took it back. But my brothers and sisters, still by and large, the East was under the control of Western imperialist power. And the place of his sanctuary was cast down. And a host was given to him against the daily sacrifice by reason of transgression and cast down the troops to the ground and practiced and prospered. In other words, what the Greeks, the polytheist Greeks, against the will of Yah sought to do, they did accomplish. In 8 and 13, saying, I saw one saint speaking, and another saint said unto that certain saint which spake, how long shall the vision concerning the daily sacrifice and the transgression of desolation to give both the sanctuary to the host should be trodden underfoot? And he said to me, unto 2,300 days, and then shall the sanctuary be cleansed. My brothers and sisters, we've gone through much of this before. And the time period of which we speak ultimately leads to toward even now. What it means, my brothers and sisters, is that where at one time our people knew what was an acceptable sacrifice, what was an acceptable offering, what is acceptable unto the Most High as a collaborate covenant true to him. What the human soul must become, my brothers and sisters, being purged of every lie, made complete unto the knowledge of the truth and with which the Most High is pleased. Well, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, man has been far away from the genuine knowledge of the covenant for a very, very long time. 70 AD, Rome came in and killed off those who knew the truth that the early church knew. That was the expectation of all Israel. They came in and murdered them, my brothers and sisters. I can only tell you that though the temple at Jerusalem had been restored for a time, my brothers and sisters, man having forgotten and been less than diligent unto the fullness of the knowledge of the truth, it's been a long time, my brothers and sisters, since man has been fully restored unto the one righteousness the Most High declared of old, as in former years, as the Messiah must bring it to bear, finally at last in these latter days, that none of these Babylonish misrepresentations should anymore exist. Look at Malachi 2:15, 3:4, 3:9, and understand. Hear, my brothers and sisters, and it came to pass when I, Daniel, had seen the vision and saw for the meaning, then behold, there stood before me as the appearance of a man. Well, my brothers and sisters, looking at these scriptures, it talks about one angel Gabriel, and he explained the vision. If we look at these scriptures very closely, we find that at 8 and 20, it said, the ram which you saw us, Daniel 8 and 20, having two horns of the kings of Medea and Persia. And the rough goat is the king of Greece. The great horn that is between him, his eyes, is the first king, Alexander. And that being broken, four stood up after four kings will stand up out of that nation.
but not by their own power. Last in that kingdom, the scripture says, though this dominion shall grow great in strength, 8:24 says he shall destroy wonderfully and shall prosper in practice and destroy the mighty and holy people. Say, through his policy or through his false covenant shall he cause craft, deceitfulness to prosper in his hand, and shall magnify himself in his heart, and by a feigned sense of peace shall he destroy many. A false covenant. And shall stand up even against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken. And my brother says, not by ordinary hand. Those who are astute in reading this will discern, my brothers and sisters, that it's actually saying the intrusions of Western power, the principalities and powers who were in control when the gospel went forth. Colossians says it. 2 Thessalonians says it. It says, after the intrusions of the principalities and powers, men will be corrupted away from the faith and taken under control of their various rulers. Our brothers and sisters, it's only in deliverance from all these varying ideals that the world shall at last be saved, delivered, and made one. The Most High told me one morning that till we as a people are one beyond all the varying misconceits of man, we are not saved. Our brothers and sisters, our concept of being saved is to be made whole, enlightened. Made whole, my brothers and sisters, enlightened and purged of every misconceit that divides us as a people. For it's only the lies, my brothers and sisters, against the truth that divide us. Meaning if there be any concepts that would keep us from becoming one as a people, our brothers and sisters, it's a matter of man functioning after his carnal mind and not after the fullness of the gift of the Spirit. It's not after the Spirit of Yah that we see so many divisions, but it's after the carnality of human miscreant conscience that men are so oftentimes blinded by so many diverse ideals that they oftentimes, even granted the opportunity, refuse to hear the truth. My brothers and sisters, if you will read through the intro of this show, titled Bible Prophecies Your Pastors Avoid and Never Told You, if you read closely through what you find in that second paragraph in the set of verses that are there, what you will find is that the prophecies declare that something very powerful must occur here in this Western world at the hand of Messiah to bring about a monotheist revolution that indeed, my brothers and sisters, unto the will of one had occurred before in the East, even to finally bring Israel back to their own land. I will simply tell you that Isaiah 24:10-16, 24th to 27th chapter, speaks about something that must occur in the West to bring the people of Yah back to their homeland, even unto Jerusalem itself. My brothers and sisters, that event of such nature occurred once before in the East at the hand of one the Most High declared. Scripture says that prophecy must come to pass in these latter days, that the Most High finally have an offering restored as in former years again. Look at Malachi 2:15-3-4, and then out to 3-9, and understand. Meaning that what men have offered to the Most High among the nations divided has not been true unto He Himself alone. And the result of this, my brothers and sisters, men have transgressed the first command and from first commandment of all, the utmost command of all. And my brothers and sisters, our people remain divided. And a people divided, my brothers and sisters, cannot be true to the holy name. If they didn't tell you, my brothers and sisters, concerning what must happen in the West, Hosea 11:5 talks about Messiah having to struggle to get people to believe the truth. But it says the day will come that he will roar like a lion, and his son shall come trembling from the west. I said Hosea, 11th chapter. And in this case, we're talking about, let me go ahead and see if I can put some of these scriptures up. I'll give myself a little bit more time. Hosea, let's get to 11.
go and put these verses up. That some of you might examine them for yourself. You can ask the question why they didn't tell you these things, because quite frankly, if they did, you realize that it has been Western polytheist imperialism that have kept men from understanding the truth of the covenant for a very long time. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, a liar and his lies cannot deliver you from misconceit. I'm going to put these up in the chat. Even now. Hosea 11:10. And the scripture says, after this they shall tremble like a bird out of Egypt. In other words, like a bird that changes its nest. One scripture says in Isaiah 16, out of the land of Assyria, and I'll place them in their houses. That means something has to happen in the east that he brings his people back to his land and regathers them. It says, begin, my brothers and sisters, with God in the latter days, something that happened in the West. Very much like, my brothers and sisters, was something that happened before in the East. Better to explain this, I'd like to go to Isaiah. Isaiah 24th chapter. And I'm reading from one of the texts that uses the Dead Sea Scroll that explains this a bit more clearly. Isaiah 24:10. It talks about a city of chaos, a city of confusion. Sign the same thing. And then the verse 2, my brothers and sisters, not true to the will of one. Notice it says the city. And it says at the 24:12, again, desolation is left in the city. I'm using the NASB translation this time. And its gate is battered to ruins. Thus it will be in the midst of the Gentiles, as the shake of an olive tree when the grape harvest is over. In other words, little shall be left. It finally says, my brothers and sisters, at 24:14, here's what I want you to understand. Why is it that your leaders have not spoken to you concerning this? Isaiah 24:14. They raise their voices. They shout for joy. They cry from the west. That is, again, concerning the majesty of the Most High. Again, our brother says, we go back to Hosea to talk about a city, and it says, Messiah is seeking to get the people to understand. He said, do I have to make you like Adma? Do I have to set you as a Zeboiim? Which means, you need to understand Genesis 14 when it says the five city metroplex. That was Sodom, Gomorrah, Admah, Zeboiim, and Zoar. Scriptures talk in the last days how Messiah must warn. Yes, must warn that city, just as Noah warned the world and Lot warned the city, even Sodom and Gomorrah. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, who will never tell you this. Though all of this can be found, for instance, at Zephaniah, I said Zephaniah, I will put that up too. Zephaniah 2:15, 2:15, 3 and 6. Again, it talks about a city, and Messiah himself is there. But will the people listen? The scripture says, morning by morning, he brings justice to light, but the wicked, those who think they already know the truth, know no shame. In other words, they will not hear. But here it is, my brothers and sisters, 24:14. So they raise their voice, they shout for joy. They cry from the west concerning the majesty of the Lord. Therefore, glorify the Most High, even his Messiah, name of the Most High in the east. In the east, it says, 24:15. So what was the name of the Most High, my brothers and sisters? Read Isaiah 49 and see what it says concerning that as well. Messiah coming forth saying, from the body of my mother has he made mention of my name. I know they've taught you a lot of doctrines to keep you from understanding that
Matthew 24, for instance, is a chronology that by no means denies this testimony. Much of what I'm talking to you about, you'll find on my website at hiddengospel.com, an article called Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation, an article called Tribulation 70 to 365 AD. Also, with regard to the city, there's an article called The Secret City Prophecies, all this at hiddengospel.com. My brothers and sisters, the scripture says that when that event occurs at the city and its destruction, the same thing that said in Isaiah 19:18-25, and this time notice the scripture talking about this is in Egypt to the west. The scripture says, from that place a Savior shall come and minister no other vow to the Most High and perform it. Isaiah 25:15 says, from the ends of the earth we hear songs. Glory to the righteous one. But so many will say, woe is me, alas for me, for the treacherous deal of treacherously. Some texts say that the people realize that all this was a mystery to them because the leaders hadn't taught them anything. In fact, they dealt very treacherously. Next verse, 24:17, we need to read, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, Jeremiah 48, chapter the 51st. And understand about the one called the destroyer of Moab, who Messiah is. Scripture calls him the destroyer of Babylon, the king of the Medes. My brothers and sisters, did they tell you the one called the king of the Medes is the one who was mentioned at Isaiah 41, called the righteous one likened to the rising sun that cast out all the darkness, revealed the light the world would obscure? Who Messiah is in the last days will expose all your leaders as having been grossly misrepresented. If your leaders didn't tell you this, my brothers and sisters, they haven't prepared you to seek the greater righteousness of Yah beyond every slothful, stagnating, neglectful word. If your leaders didn't tell you what must occur here in the West, they've left you subject to much plurality, much indiscriminate thinking, much false righteousness. Corruptions of many of my brothers and sisters who would, if it were up to them, would continue to leave you in darkness if they have you under their control. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, since their doctrines cannot save, that they are actually some of the most wicked, demonic servants of hell imaginable. And yet men have still yet trusted them. And they are those, my brothers and sisters, because what this world has taught them is all they know. They would uphold these liars. I can only tell you that it's been now over 30 years that I've known concerning these things. I've been relating here and there, in this city, in and out in various places throughout the country. And yes, my brothers and sisters, outside the country as well. Seeking and assuring that people from all over this country and beyond had at least an opportunity to discern these things. But because many want to trust what they see and hear from the masses, as prophesied, those who seek esteem from men would not hear. Scripture tells us, my brothers and sisters, that your leaders will not speak to you concerning these things, will not admit concerning these things, but they've been in your books, you call Bibles, for a very long time. If they haven't told you, my brothers and sisters, about what was prophesied, that one who delivered Israel out from a Babylon east before, when the Most High gave all the kings of the world, they didn't tell you how his dominion was overtaken after the intrusions of the polytheist West, and that Western influence has corrupted the minds of men, not discerning the way of truth, a full restoration of the truth, even till now. If they haven't told you, my brothers and sisters, Messiah must come to restore covenant, because quite frankly, he said he had to bring his people back from the midst of all the nations
And certainly, my brothers and sisters, his people scattered among nations who themselves cannot agree, as a covenant, cannot be true to the will of the One Most High. They never were. It wasn't a covenant. The sign was come to restore that covenant beyond all the misconceits of man, after the pure, perfect will of him who from above declares again to the world the truth. He said all power from on high has been given unto him. That's the pure, perfect word, to convert all the nations after the will of one. That's not according to, my brothers and sisters, any preservation of any of the doctrines of your rulers, who, quite frankly, since he said, you must be converted beyond, it means your rulers had no authority to preach at all. How can a multitude who teach doctrines to preserve their variant personal perspectives, how can they awaken them? How can they awaken the masses to the truth beyond themselves, when it's actually, my brothers and sisters, no desire for them to do so? Tonight's show, not as usual, not as lengthy as many of them have been, but I just simply say to you, my brothers and sisters, knowing that these prophecies must come to pass, you need to ask why your leaders did not preach them to you. Scriptures tell us that he told his apostles, and I would say, my brothers and sisters, all those who be called the Most High must also, after the Spirit that would teach all things, also teach the people all things. And anyone who will not seek the fullness of what the Spirit offers for to bless our people beyond every idle, short-sighted, partial, and corrupt word, I say to you, my brothers and sisters, such as this have had no credibility, no authority, no faith, nor faithfulness before the Most High, that they should be granted, that they should speak the word of peace at all. They can't preach peace if they can't teach beyond themselves. If they can't preach fully what is the word of one, all of them have been treacherous liars. It's the reason why the scriptures say in Psalms 2, the kings of the earth have taken counsel against the Most High and against his anointing. And that's why the people's rage, there's been no peace. As the people imagine vain things, they can't give an answer or solution for all the troubles that they've created among themselves. And that time is even now. Psalm 14 really relates to the people have not discerned how much more they need to seek Yah. So they're all subject to evildoers, none righteous, no, not one. All partialized after their rulers. And for that reason, Messiah must come to awaken the minds beyond the folly, the fleshliness, foolishness, the false rule, the false law, the partial standards that have blinded all mankind, that only those who are willing to believe in him when he teaches to rebuke all the institutions of man, I say all you religious, so-called religious teachers, and yes, my brothers and sisters, all your pastors, priests, rabbis, elders, yes, and all your kings, because Messiah is going to declare testimony beyond them all. And only those, my brothers and sisters, who are willing to hearken to him will survive, that they might enter into his kingdom. He said, your righteous must succeed that of your leaders who take you away from it, do not teach you the fullness of what's contained in the law and the prophets. Else you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. That means if you want to enter the kingdom of Yah, you must seek what is the ramification of all that is the prophecies the Most High has spoken, all that is the law and the prophets. Nothing else, my brothers and sisters, is an orientation after which our people may truly agree. He said, if any man seeks to deceive his brother against the law and the prophets in any way, or compel his brother to be then complacent, he said that one is guilty even under hellfire. Why? When he says, lift up your voice like a trumpet, spare not, cry aloud. It is the responsibility of all who receive the truth to seek that others also shall understand it. Lest, my brothers and sisters, a man say that the Most High grants him light that he may not show forth that light to another. My brothers and sisters, we are supposed to be an invariant light. Not ashamed of this gospel, this fullness of the truth that is necessary to bring peace, purity, and completion, offering one choice. We ought to be an invariant light. The only way we can be an invariant light is that realizing there's one judgment seat, we should all simply seek the truth that we all prepare for the one king. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, who would prefer to keep you in darkness so that you're not prepared. There are those, my brothers and sisters, who would prefer to keep you in darkness if they keep you under their control. Against the anointed one. Against the king. Against the one judge. Against the kingdom of Yah. And against the hope of peace. But men so oftentimes not knowing what has been hid from them, follow after those who would keep men in darkness. And my brothers and sisters, after such faithlessness, men falling from faith and faithfulness, falling from faithfulness to the will of one, have been deceived after the beguiling designs of many. You need to ask why your leaders haven't taught you these things, my brothers and sisters. They are utmost critical. So that when the Most High brings forth what he said he would bring forth, that you not be left shocked, surprised, having not expected what should have been understood by all. A common expectation that my brothers and sisters be prepared, collectively prepare after the will of the one king for what is necessary that we become again unto the Most High, what is worthy to be called a holy people. I'd call attention quickly, my brothers and sisters, to Isaiah 66. Isaiah 66, the sixth verse says, a voice of noise from the city. And this verse is after the Most High has looked upon all your churches and state and found their offering unto him utterly disgusting. Messiah sent to reprove them all. See, a voice of noise from the city, a voice from the temple, a voice from the Most High that renders recompense unto his enemies. Messiah said, you are my friends if you do everything that I command you. And he speaks of Israel, my brothers and sisters. Israel realizing the men don't want to be counted enemies against the Most High, will begin to seek the truth. If they be delivered, my brothers and sisters, after a pure, perfect word. And it says Isaiah 66:7, relative to a scripture, find also in Revelation 12. He said, before she travailed, she brought forth. Before her pain came, she was delivered of a male child. Israel, a nation, my brothers and sisters, reborn, true unto the Most High. He said, who has heard such a thing? Who has seen such things? Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day? Or shall a nation be born at once? As soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. Most High says, shall I bring to birth, to deliver and not bring forth, says the Most High. Shall I cause to bring forth and shut the womb, says the Most High. Rejoice with Jerusalem, be glad with you, all you that love her, that look for a city of peace, as prophesied, that must give, my brothers and sisters, the gospel of truth and peace to the world. All ye that mourn for her, that was so many years ago, my brothers and sisters, destroyed at the hands of those who seek to preserve their own varying misideals, never wanted the world to have peace. Need to look at Revelation in the sixth chapter. White horse riders, Messiah with the gospel of peace. Red horse riders, the nation retaliating against that pure, perfect word of peace, that men, my brothers and sisters, might exalt themselves. He says, hearken, my brothers and sisters. Delight in that which the Most High has foretold. 66:11, that you may suck and be satisfied with the breast of her consolations, peace, that you may milk out and be delighted with the abundance of her glory. My brothers and sisters, these scriptures are telling us that because so many have refused to accept that the Most High has already declared a king and a kingdom that shall rule the world, and those who, because they refuse to accept this, and refuse to accept that it's a spiritual kingdom, the kingdom will be established physically upon this earth, but after the spirit of the Most High, and not after the various camps that we see in the world today, because, quite frankly, Orthodox Judaism, as men would call it, is divided after many various camps. We know the so-called Christianity is from 45,000 denominations. And we understand also, my brothers and sisters, that I can even mention the city right here in the United States that has some 40-odd registered, and this was a few years ago, 40-odd registered so-called Hebrew Israelite camps. Don't think, my brothers and sisters, in their various contentions, refusing to accept that they all should be judged at the hands of one, that they were a covenant before the Most High at all. How can anything, my brothers and sisters, be a covenant with the Most High that refuses the king that the Most High has chosen and refuses the word of that king? Time to think about it, my brothers and sisters. Messiah must raise up a standard against all those who would keep his people from discerning the one way of life. Please read Isaiah 59:19-21 and understand that we all might be brought to the same covenant and that it might persist in the mouth of our children, our brothers and sisters, and even our children's children, henceforth, even forever. If your leaders didn't tell you what must occur to bring that to bear, and it means that all these lying voices who teach partial doctrines must be deposed from power in their treachery, my brothers and sisters, disgusting or whoever it is that discerns these exceeding truths from the Most High and will seek to hide them from the people, that they uphold their own authority, a supposed authority. They have no authority, no credibility to preach the way of peace before Yah. Disgusting are those who would hide these things. For my brothers and sisters, they are held accountable. In the book of Ezekiel, the Most High, relates to the Most High appoints someone to teach the people, and he does not, the blood of all who are destroyed for lack of knowledge is upon his head. It means they shall not know his salvation, and they shall not know the salvation of Yah, and neither shall those who follow them. Blindly the blind, they both fall in the pit. And I know there are a lot of people who sit back and say, well, what the leaders taught is all we know. My brothers and sisters, Scripture says the Holy Spirit will teach us all things. The question is, my brothers and sisters, how many of us have faith and humility enough to know that for all we know, the Most High can still teach us so much more and even guide us, my brothers and sisters, to find the secrets that rare few find. Even to find the path, my brothers and sisters, unto completion. As rare few find. Many are walking a path right now that where they were to walk the fullness of it all, they still would fall short of the knowledge that is necessary to appease the Most High. It says, broad is the road that leads to destruction, narrow is the road that leads to eternal life, and few are they that find it. You're being granted an opportunity, my brothers and sisters. Yes, you're being granted an opportunity, those of you who are listening. You have an opportunity, my brothers and sisters, to see what the eventuality is the Most High intends for his people, that you might seek him to discern all that is necessary, that all these prophecies be brought to bear, and our people cooperatively work together to see it all brought to pass, pleasing unto the Most High. Ref, you have an opportunity to see these things, and of the few that do, my brothers and sisters, rarer still are those who finding the truth. That means the whole world has been a liar. Rare few are they when they find the truth that will persist upon that path and will not be satisfied until Messiah himself comes to reveal all the hidden things that men have not considered. That men shall finally at last, according to 1 Corinthians 4:5, men discern indeed how to please and honor Yah. If your leaders didn't tell you about this, and they didn't tell you to prepare for this, it's the reason why, my brothers and sisters, is because your leaders refuse to tell you why the Scripture says when Messiah appears, he should appear to many suddenly, unexpectedly. And many find it out, my brothers and sisters, their leaders have taught them nothing. If they keep hidden from you what you should have known, what you should have had as an inheritance, my brothers and sisters, they can leave you poor, blind, and naked all your life and flatter you to think that you've been rich. Scripture says those who are in Revelation, it talks about those who are Oh, my brother and sister says neither cold nor hot. In other words, they have no great zeal enough love of the truth. He says he spewed them out of their mouths, out of his mouth. What does it mean, my brothers and sisters? That either we have a great love of the truth and we might be taught the fullness of all the Most High requires of us, that we all reason together, seeking the greater truth, that none be found lacking. Either we do this, my brothers and sisters, or this selfishness, men being ashamed of the greater truth. My brothers and sisters, the Most High should be ashamed before those who were his faithful servants, teachers. He said, before his Father, before his angels, before his faithful messengers. But my brothers and sisters, it is a shame to have an opportunity unto the truth. The truth that if a man is without, he perishes and still be silent. Check out that website of mine, my brothers and sisters, hiddengospel.com. There's an article there called Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation. Prophetic proof must be looked at. The secret city prophecies must be examined. The Gospel of Shiloh, Tribulation, 70 to 365 A.D. Remember the promise. Woe to the shepherds. Thoughts and afterthoughts. Just a few articles to mention. Brothers and sisters, so much truth that contains so many pieces that help those who are utmost diligent to see how all the plan and the vision that is the plan works together. But there are those who, my brothers and sisters, have not been compelled to seek these things because they figure that in a divided world that if they're true to what their pastors told them, that they have an inheritance in the kingdom of Yah, the pastor himself doesn't have that inheritance. By having hidden these truths from you. They read the scriptures, they say, that they might have a word for you, that they teach you, and the scripture says in Colossians that there might be nothing lacking. That's what the claim they make. How is it that when such truths as these are addressed before their eyes, their desires to reject them? Of what spirit, my brothers and sisters, are they? This is Shabbat. The word Shabbat, Shalom, Shema. All these relate, my brothers and sisters, the need to see completely all that pleases the Most High. And that's not after the administration of men, but the gift of the Spirit that teaches all things. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, you discern and grant be granted the gift from the Most High to keep a Shabbat pleasing unto Yah.
90 seconds.
For he did not declare that men should, in his day that he consecrated, preach diverse doctrines after which men remain enslaved to treacherous ones, would keep his people divided. So I ask you, check out that website of mine, hiddengospel.com. Discern how you can be an asset to a ministry that indeed works for the healing, the conscience of our people.
60 seconds.
And until, my brothers and sisters, we speak again, because quite frankly, only those who discern these things can be a true help. I ask that you seek the Most High, and I will pray also that you receive from him what is necessary to comprehend these things. And it's only, my brothers and sisters, the most humble, diligent, and sincere soul. So till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Eddie Miav, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. Under his might, under his honor, and his praise always. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again, yes I do, for listening. For man, for not having hearkened to the counsel of peace, is on the threshold of having to deal with all the havoc that he has created, that he might most high in peace. So it's written. So it must be done. That men again, my brothers and sisters, seek the Yah and the Most High for all that he has decreed.